From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Mocoa overnight Friday, destroying homes, causing landslides, and killing nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos also warned the death toll is likely to rise. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that has left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday that it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling posted on its website, the Supreme Court said it was overturning its decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, which opponents called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court's ruling. Egypt's Interior Ministry says at least 16 people, including 13 policemen, were injured in an explosion Saturday outside a police training center in the Nile city of Tanta. The ministry said the blast was caused by a bomb planted on a motorcycle parked near the police center. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter a violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police and security forces. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.